Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
That is right. We are here, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, live here in Houston, Texas. And yes, Joey Lunderman. Hey, Joey.
Good morning, everybody.
How's the spring been, man?
Oh, it's good. It's springing. Been busy and keeping up with things and lots of pretty things around.
No doubt about that. It is.
How's it going for you?
Yeah, same thing. Lots of pretty things around. You know, that's nice. That's a nice way to put it. I recently have some new buds on my young citrus. They're not that young, you know, 5 years, 6 years. So that's exciting. Three of my trees maybe aren't dead.
That is good.
Isn't that great news? I'm so excited. So only lost seven. Not bad. Anyway, this is Home Show Garden Pros, if you guys didn't catch it from me saying it earlier and the nice man talking. But then we talk gardening. We answer gardening questions. That's what we do. And we've compiled this kind of team of super garden heroes to dish out gardening information. Joey is one of those superheroes. Pretty cool stuff. And the other members on the team, like Joey, are from these phenomenal destination garden centers, really cool places all over Houston. So Joey specifically is from Enchanted Gardens, part of the Enchanted family. So Enchanted Forest also kind of down there in around Richmond, Texas. You guys are really close to Cinco Ranch at the gardens, and then the forest is down there pretty close to Sienna Plantation and Greatwood.
Yep, that's right.
Great places. Other of our co-op members include Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, right there in the heart of Katy. Really Katy's go-to nursery for all kinds of plant needs. Plants for all seasons, up to 49, just past Louetta, right there on the freeway, easy to get to, and then once you get there, you want to stay a long time. It's an awesome spot. And then up in Kingwood, you got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, two places up there, just doing it right. Good advice, good soil, good plants. It's the way it should be, Joey. It's the way it should
be. Yes, sir.
Oh, not every garden center, though, all over Houston does that. You know what I mean? It's like not all of them give good advice, have good soil, or have good plants.
Really?
Yeah. It's a way to be like, you know, the triple whammy, the triumvirate of excellence. Way to be awesome.
Well, thank you.
You bet. So you've been working a lot?
It hadn't been too bad, you know, 7 days a week, 15 hours a day for a couple of months, you know.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just regular.
That sounds like a lot.
That's what you do, right?
I don't do that. Let me see. 15 times 7, carry the 5. It's a lot. That's what my math is coming to, 105
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, that's what my calculator said.
105 hours. I did own a business for a while, and running that was a hustle. In spring especially, because it's like everybody forgets that they've got a garden, you know, until March. And then it's like... It's like, oh my gosh, yeah, we got everything we got to do. You guys, yep. You got to garden all the time. Now, you know, having said that, we want you gardening now, just like we want you doing it. You know, one thing we used to do all the time on the show, Joey, is like lift up some of the great reasons to garden.
That's a fine idea.
I just think that there are a lot of them. One of them is it is phenomenal exercise. It is the equivalent exercise of speed walking. That's the most notable one, 300 to 500 calories an hour. Just doing gardening, just growing your own food. Pretty cool stuff. So, Joey, you do one.
I mean, it is good. It's getting down your hands and knees and stretching. And, you know, if you work in the garden for a couple hours and you hadn't done it, I mean, I'm fairly, you know,
very
agile.
Good shape.
Like
very nice.
I compare
very
myself
fit.
To a ninja, you know?
Yeah, kind of a professional athlete level.
Yeah. But, I mean, even going out in the garden and working for a couple hours, you can feel it, you know, and it's a good feeling, you know, but you'll be a little bit sore. But, it's good exercise, good getting out in the fresh air. You learn lots of stuff growing your own food. Wow. And it's, you know, you can teach other people how to do it.
Yes,
and
the other people
they appreciate
part of it.
That.
That's a cool part because there's no, like, you know, class or race or religious boundaries in gardening. It's like one of those things where, like, man, every type of person, air quotes, does it. And it's awesome. I love that about it. You mentioned getting in the soil. And, you know, as we learn more and more about our body's biome, it's amazing because there is a soil bacteria that when it gets in you, it makes you smarter and feel happier. So,
well, maybe that's what happened to me.
That's probably what happened to you, Joey. You're doing it. But, you know, it's like, honestly, if you're like, kids aren't doing good in school, they're not making good grades, just put them out in the garden for a little bit. It'd probably help a lot.
That'll do it.
Yeah, you get some sun when you get out there. Like you're saying, you know, you are a ninja, but that stretching is so great. And then, Joey.
Yes.
You know how long the average plate of food travels? How far in miles?
No, I don't.
1,500 miles.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy, right? That's so wild. And so if you can bring that average down by providing something from your garden, from your home, you're really dropping that number by a lot. If it's, you know, just some herbs, that's a difference. That's impactful. And so if gardening ends up being this extremely like environmentally positive behavior. And so really it's like all the reasons, you know, happier, smarter, you're a better neighbor, you're healthier, you're becoming a professional athlete quality like Joey is, you know, all that stuff. It's great. We just, you know, we haven't hit on that in a while. And I just think it's so phenomenal. The last thing I'm going to say, Joey, and then really we'll get into answering gardening questions here, is that gardening, the produce that you can grow at home is on average 5 times more nutritious than what you could buy in a grocery store. 5.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So it's like a carrot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You have to eat 5 carrots. You go to the grocery store to get the benefit of one carrot from your house. It's pretty cool. It really is pretty awesome. So Joey's actually taught me a ton about growing potatoes. I've got to admit, my potato growing game was pretty bad, Joey, until we did that one video.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you got something out of it.
Well, you got a lot out of it too, right?
I'm sure I did. I can't remember, but yes.
Good. Yes, that's good. I did. Oh, good. Good. Good to hear. Well, Joey Linderman is here for the 2 full hours. That means we get to be flexible. We'll be covering some topics from tomatoes to your lawns to kind of, you know, growing your own plants. So we want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, micro-life fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood, online at friendswood-hardware.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
All right, so, you know, Earth Day is right around the corner, and later on the show, we got some fun Earth Day activities to share with you that should be really incredible, but you can celebrate Earth Day just by making one small change in your behavior, and that is replenishing soil health, reducing greenhouse gases, and reducing the amount of stuff that goes into landfill, and that's composting. So you can compost your food waste mess-free. Now, I'm not talking about you going to buy a bunch of material, making a pile of stuff that you don't know what to do with. You got to chip it up. You got to cut it into small bits. I'm talking about moonshot compost. These guys provide a drop off and weekly curbside pickup service. So they are picking up your compost, taking it to awesome compost makers, and they're making great compost with it. They give you all the supplies, and they also give you the power to compost without any hassle, smell, or mess. You just put your compostables in their airtight bin. I've got one right here. It's airtight. They got a little bag in it. You got the inside piece and the outside piece. And they got all the supplies. All the supplies, you have them. They provide them. But the best part, well, really, I think the best part is you making an awesome difference and you doing something really great, not filling those landfills up. But you also earn compost. You earn compost. So basically, you're composting. You're just actually getting better compost than you could possibly make at home. And you're keeping healthy, critical nutrients out of the landfill and in your yard. So Moonshot Compost offers drop-off and pickup services. They do an awesome job. They're very thorough, and their customer service is fabulous. So see how clean and easy composting can be. Moonshot Compost, it's all right here. I'm looking at the whole setup. Anyway, their website, startcomposting.com. Begin composting without the mess, without the hassle, without the learning curve. And then you get awesome compost for your yard. So startcomposting.com. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. I'm here with Joey Lenderman. Joey.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we usually do the email question of the week because we got this awesome Facebook page that we get questions from and our incredible website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And, you know, we like to go in there. There's a couple cool buttons. There's a Listen Now button on the website that you can just listen to the show on. You can listen live, like right now. It's playing what we're saying. And then during the week, it plays everything on a loop, the last two shows. Pretty cool technology these days. But there's another button that we're going to talk about later. And right now, we're going to talk to some folks that got questions for us. So 281-496-5711. Matt, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey, Matt.
Danny, incredible. In the 32 years I have been here, I haven't seen this before. Hopefully, you'll diagnose this. Outside our kitchen window over this, where the sink is, I was washing my hands this week, and all of a sudden, well, it's a circular island with a pine tree, 32 years old, in the middle. It has a monkey-type grass border and some plants. All of a sudden, as I was washing my hands, I saw moths fly from the bottom of the pine tree straight up in the air for about 10 minutes. And it reminded me of the sod webworm moth, but I'm not sure. That's why I'm calling. And, Danny, no lie, not hundreds of them over a 10-minute period. Thousands of them.
Oh, wow.
Came out of the ground or near the pine tree straight up, and then they flew away. But they reminded me of the sod webworm when you walk in the grass. Moth, what do you think? I mean, thousands for 10 minutes.
Wow. So you saw like a egg cavity or something open. No, those have been caterpillars. Some sort of pupal monster. Joe, you got any thoughts for that?
You know, there's been lots of army worms around, which is kind of surprising after the winter we had. But I don't know. I think, you know, it's probably a little early for sod webworm moths.
So tell us a little bit more. Were they white or were they kind of grayish?
They were, well, it's hard to, I'm about 20, 25 feet away in the kitchen. I couldn't tell exactly. They were light colored, that's for sure.
Huh. Well, gosh, I don't think that that's the way that sod webworm erupt, if you will, if that's the way that they kind of do their thing. I think they more are spread around all over the soil and not in like one cavity. But it sounds like you saw like basically like an eruption.
Exactly, like a volcano.
Yeah, so a moth volcano, if you will.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. And I'm sorry to kind of find that. But Matt, I'll look into it and we'll make a post about it because, you know, that's very interesting. Maybe somebody listening can have, you know, knows kind of maybe we got an entomologist. I can ask Teresa, my friend over at the Museum of Natural Science. She deals with the the caterpillars and the butterflies over there, but I'm stumped, man. I'm stumped.
I'm stumped, too.
But they flew away?
And the volcano came up, they flew up in a straight line. The wind wasn't blowing. And then all of a sudden, maybe 10, 15 feet in the air, they all dispersed in the air.
Wow. So if we have
away.
Well, so I will say this is what it seems like the freeze has done has kicked every type of caterpillar, moth, bug into overdrive. I'm guessing like survival mode versus their normal rhythm. And so I'm not like opposed to being sod webworm, but there are a lot of little moths, you know, maybe thousands even, that kind of are in that kind of cream color to dark tan sort of
yes.
situation. So.
When you check into it, Danny, how will you post your response?
On Facebook.
I don't do Facebook. I don't want to do
anything. Send me an email. Send me an email.
Okay. Your email address?
Home show.
Or should I go?
It's home.
Should I go online?
Yeah.
I'll go online and do that.
Yeah, the homeshowgardenpros.com.
Right.
And then there's the Ask a Pro button.
Thank you. Real quick. Lost 18, 10, 15 Y onions, and I'm delayed. I didn't put tomatoes in until mid-March, and now I've got 5 little pea-size sweet 100s appearing. But
nice.
I'm behind by a month.
Everyone is. Well, almost everyone. If they planted early like I wanted them to and then dug them up and pulled them inside, then they're doing fine. But, yeah, Dakota Rev, that Rev product,
yes.
is a great thing to kind of speed up your tomatoes.
Good. Thank you, Danny, and I'll send you an email. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Thank you. Great great question there. Awesome. Yeah, great question from Matt. We are going to go to a quick break and hear from some folks and come back and talk to Tom. We are with Joey Linderman on Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are exploring the topic of gardening. That's what we do. It's in the name there. We also got a special opportunity to talk to John Ferguson from Nature Sway Resources. John's going to dish out some information for us. Hey, John.
Good morning, sir.
So April's a kind of a tweener time. We had our spring rush. Summer's coming right around the corner. It's going to get hot soon. What should people be doing in their gardening now?
Okay. Number one is make sure all beds are mulched, whether we use compost or the compost or aged native mulch, but make sure everything has a good mulch layer.
Yes.
Nature hates bare ground.
Absolutely.
So that's number one.
Well, I mean, I'm going to explore that a little bit more because
sure.
you're talking about less watering, healthier plants, fewer weeds, right? Just and frankly, a lot less work. You take the time to put a mulch down, especially if it's a good mulch, like the hardwood mulch from Nature's Way Resources, you're going to have a lot less work in your kind of early summer.
Absolutely. And also, we make our mulches a little different, like our what we call our native mulch, native hardwood. When it's green coarse, that particular one actually has a 50% fungal compost content. When you put on your log, the compost is a little denser, so it settles, and the lighter, woodier pieces come to the top, and it's a deep chocolate brown. So you recreate that forest floor, and it's just full of nutrients, full of microbes, And earthworms love it. They get big and fat. And people, a lot of people don't realize earthworms don't only aerate the soil, but many species of earthworms eat weed seeds. So they're part of your natural weed control.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the good people your website and how to learn more about your stuff?
Well, the website's naturewayresources.com, and got lots of information out there on all kinds of subjects. So hope they'll go there and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time, John.
All right, man. Take care.
Really did do a great job there last week. I don't know if you guys tuned in last week. It was absolutely phenomenal. He just, you know, he dished out information. And I was so surprised at the incredible, incredible amount of just gardening information that he had. Joey, you were able to listen to the show last week?
I sure was.
Gosh, he knew about plants. And then the soil conversation, we got to go a little bit geekier and geek out a little bit. Just not too much, but just enough. So I thought he did awesome.
He is so full of knowledge. I mean, there's answers way deeper than I've ever thought of that he can give on a lot of things, you know, soil related, you know, about all the microbes and everything and how they actually work.
Absolutely. And that was cool too. But, and then I know he's a home gardener, has a ranch he deals with, and he loves native plants. So really, I mean, that's kind of like the big native plant section. That's something I want to explore more often. You know, we should.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more popular for sure.
He'd be a pretty awesome garden pro, I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think he would be pretty good. Anyway.
You should ask him.
Huh. Okay. Well, great question. We're going to keep answering gardening questions as we go on. Again, Joey Linderman here with us from Enchanted Gardens and answering your questions, 281-496-5711. Joey, we are going to talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you very much. I'm sure you've covered this about five times, but I just catch your show for about 10, 15 minutes each more or every 3 weeks or so. So I apologize.
I know. No, hey, happy to have you.
Two questions really, and I'll ask them both, and you can take them in the order that you choose. The first question is: I haven't put anything in my lawn in about 2 years, and I have right now. I have loads of weeds. And so, what should I do to start if I want to start having a healthier lawn and maybe get that St. Augustine to fill in those spots and kind of reclaim some ground? And I actually took a picture and sent it to you guys about a week and a half ago, but I never heard back. So, and then the second question is, I called a while back about my blackberries. I have so many flowers and so many buds on these bushes, but it looks like the berries are kind of really small and they're not going to fully develop. Should I be cutting like half of everything off, or what should I do regarding those blackberries to make sure I get some decent fruit? So grass. And then the berries.
Okay, great. All right, Joey, go ahead.
Spring weeds are bad right now, obviously, and then the freeze kind of set back your St. Augustine for a while. It's
sorry about that, Joey. We're hitting the wrong buttons over here, but keep going. We'll give it a little bit of pause. I'm kind of just refresh Tom's question, because since we let him go, he can only listen to, there's a second delay. So Tom has loads of weeds in his lawns, wants some advice, and then he's gotten blackberries, tons of berries and blooms, but the berries don't look very big. So Joey, go ahead.
So I would top your lawn with a thin layer of compost. Leaf mold compost is a good fine compost that would settle into the blades of the grass and encourage the grass to grow into those thin areas. It just takes, you know, a quarter, half inch at the most. But I would definitely do that, using some sort of organic fertilizer to ease your grass back into spring mode, like the MicroLife. MicroLife will build the health of the soil and make it better for your grass and less likely for the weeds, or, you know, it would be worse for the weeds. Weeds don't want to grow in healthy soil. So that would make your grass grow and your weeds grow less.
So that's a great one. I mean, when it comes down to it, the weeds love compaction. You know, they're kind of like they're opportunistic. They're going to pop up whenever sun's hitting the soil. So if you have thinner grass, maybe your grass got frozen back by a massive unexpected freeze and the weeds got some sun, and that's why they're popping up. So if you keep your soil healthy, though, you will get them being dominated by your St. Augustine. And, you know, once you kind of diagnose and solve the problem, then you can kind of treat the actual weeds themselves. So we're going to pause right there, Tom, with that one, but we're going to hit the blackberry part of it when we get back from this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
So in the midst of this conversation from Tom about dealing with a lot of weeds, Joey's absolutely right. Best thing to do is to solve the soil problem. But when you want to actually kill the weeds without hurting your lawn, or especially your trees, a lot of the chemical herbicides are not good for trees. That's where AgriLawn comes in. If you're looking for a spelling here, A-G-R-A, lawn, AgriLawn. And it's naturally safe for people, pets, and trees. It kills the weeds, not every single weed, but most of our pesky lawn weeds. So dollar weed, clover, chickweed, crabgrass. I've seen it work on doveweed. A lot of these weeds that, you know, there, it's got a great list on the label, but I've seen it work on a few of the other ones. And you sprinkle it out, or you can blow it out after you moisten the leaves, and it will literally start to work right away. And they will be gone in days. A second treatment usually wipes them out completely, but it doesn't harm your yard. Now, you have the weeds because you've got some soil condition that's promoting their growth, but you can kill the weeds and solve the problem, and then you don't have the repetitive problem. AgriLawn is great. We used it professionally for years and years, and is naturally safe for St. Augustine, Bahia, Common Bermuda, centipede grasses, some grasses that we don't grow here as lawns, but all the Garden Pro nurseries sell it. You know, they got a great website, so if you're looking for somewhere else to buy it, go to their website. AgriLawn.com. Really great stuff, though. Should help you out a lot as you deal with all these weeds and, you know, need to spot treat from time to time. But really, answering the soil problem is the main thing. Okay, Joey Linderman here.
Yes.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're here answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. We got Tom's second question to answer, blackberries. So I think probably, unfortunately, the ship has sailed for his production this year, but what's your advice for him to get big berries in the future?
So there's lots of different types of blackberries. You know, some of the new improved ones are the really large blackberries. You know, I've had some of the older varieties in my yard over the years and some of the newer varieties, and, you know, I've taken out the old ones and put in the improved ones, mm-hmm. like, you know, Primark Freedom and some of those others that are really big berries. And a lot of those are thornless, which is, you know, I thought it was no big deal in the beginning. Oh, I've been picking blackberries for years.
Yeah.
I don't mind the thorns. I am tough. But when I tell my kids to go out there and pick the blackberries and they give up 15% in because they don't want to get any more thorns in them.
Or they get a scratch and they put 15 different Band-Aids on there and you're like, you only needed one.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thornless ones are awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, they're bigger berries. They don't poke you. Might be a little bit less berries, but the size of them makes up for it big time. Mm. But anyway, for existing berries, make sure they're getting plenty of sun. Make sure, you know, even though they grow on the side of the road wild, right? It's good to fertilize them. Use, you know, some sort of organic fertilizer like MicroLife. But the sun and too much water will do it. You know, too little sun, too much water, not enough fertilizer. Those three things will cut down
right
on your production of pretty much anything.
Yeah, they're not like a lot of other fruits where it's like you can thin the fruit and you wind up with bigger berries. You know, this is just, you can get as many berries as you can get to full size, but you got to fertilize and they got to get the sun. That's like, when it comes down to it, a lot of people get less production from their blackberries by not fertilizing.
Yep, I believe it.
In fact, at my house, I've got kind of panels on my fence that are perfect for a trellis, and birds plant dewberries there. I even have a passion fruit growing, and I just made trellises where they grow and let them grow on there. And I, you know, from fertilizing dewberries, I'm getting pretty big berries. And so it's just the kind of thing where it's like, if you fertilize them, they'll make bigger berries, you know, they'll make larger ones. So Tom, maybe that sounds like you're saying that you haven't done a ton to the space. And so getting some microlife down as soon as you can on those blackberries, maybe we'll get another push and you'll see some growth. So, but today I think is when they basically start ripening all over the city. So now you want to do it as soon as possible. So hope that helps, Tom. You know, we're here to help out, here gardening advice, 281-496-5711. Berries are a really fun topic though, Joey. They are a really cool thing, and a lot of people should grow more berries because there's a lot of cool ones.
Yeah, there are. Berries are, you know, becoming more and more popular for sure because they don't, you know, make a giant tree that's going to take up a whole lot of space in your yard. And berries are expensive at the store.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is an added bonus.
One thing I love about a lot of them is they change color when they're ripe. And I know that doesn't sound like a huge deal, but we had a green apple tree for a while and we had, I didn't know when they were ripe. I was like, kept, you know, having to like squeeze them and stuff. And it was just not like a perfect scenario. So that's why a lot of
these it makes it a little difficult.
Berries. So that's actually one of the things we're going to explore today is growing berries. And so we're going to get a little bit more into blackberries, but all these other ones that are great, some on trees, some on shrubs, some exotic. So we'll explore that a little bit. Another thing we're going to explore today is Earth Day. So there's a lot of cool stuff happening all over the place. So just keep that in mind. It's coming up this week. I don't know how you're going to celebrate, but it is the, I don't know, here trivia for you guys. Earth Day was Earth Day 1970, April 22nd, 1970, was the largest protests, social march ever in the history of the U.S. 10% of Americans were on the streets on Earth Day 1970 standing up for environmental justice. So kind of a weird thing. I don't feel like we care as much as we did back then.
I did not know that.
Anyway, sad stuff. Don't want to be on a downer here. Plants are awesome. Your plants are great. 281-496-5711. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Maureen. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Revitalize plants from the big freeze with MicroLife fertilizers. Your lawn and garden needs food, minerals, and hormones for recovery. Nourish your outdoor family with a healthy drench of MicroLife Ocean Harvest in the blue bottle, followed by a generous feeding of MicroLife 624 in the green bag. Give your outdoor family the TLC they need, and they will love you for it. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Download our free plant freeze recovery tips at microlifefertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Water Gardens. I've been amazed to see many of my herbaceous plants emerge from their base with new leaves and blooms. Many of my woody shrubs, such as the blueberries and hydrangeas, are also showing growth and, in the case of blueberries, flowers. Some plants, however, especially those tropical varieties, may not recover. Not to worry. We have plenty of shrubs, trees, perennials, and bedding plants and vegetables at the nursery. As you trim and remove freeze-damaged plants from your yard, this is the time to look at your garden with a clearer eye than ever before. So much has been revealed by the loss of foliage. Take this time to take a good look at your garden. Maybe it's time to add that patio, pathway, hedge, vegetable garden, fountain, or even a water garden, which, as you know, Nelson Water Gardens, we're the experts at putting in a water garden. Nelson's is here to help you with all your gardening thoughts and ideas. So join us this weekend, and if you can't make it out, check us out on our website, nelsonwatergardens.com, or our Facebook page. You can find us. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, thanks, Anita. Nice work there. Yeah, Nelson's is helping me install a disappearing fountain at a cool project I've got down in Galveston. So the Adams Mansion, really beautiful hotel down there, but getting a new landscape. So all very exciting, all very, very exciting. Very exciting. Well, Joey Linderman here from Enchanted Garden, answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. Maureen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Maureen, thanks for holding.
Very welcome. I'm happy to hold for you guys. today, I finished reading the Houston Chronicle, and they had a little section on something called Super Bells. It's Calabracus.
Yeah, Calabracoa. Calabracoa.
Calabracoa. Oh, okay. Yep. Well, I tried.
Yep. You did. You got the point across. That's all that matters.
That's true. And it came in a whole bunch of colors. It said 42. I just wrote down a couple. Most of them seem to have the word punch after it. So there's grape punch, watermelon punch, etc. Is that something that I can come to your place and pick up? Are they in stock now, or is it coming?
So Calabracoa are in the petunia family. They're a tinier version of a petunia, but smaller blooms, but more of them. We grow lots of those varieties. That's a proven winter's variety, which is a common plant brand. But we are all out of them right now, and none available from any of the growers. The demand for all plants this spring has been just through the roof. But we'll have another round of them in the fall. So they don't really go all the way through the summer. They'll go into the summer, but not through the summer. So it's getting a little on the late side for them. But we start carrying those in late January.
All right. And do they need should I just think of petunia? They do look, the bloom did look like, and that was what I was going to say, it looked like a petunia. I don't know much about petunias because I thought that they would die off sooner, and I was surprised to see it in the paper. So do they need sort of partial exposure to sun or more of a shady area?
Yeah, the perfect spot would be, morning sun and then afternoon shade to keep them a little bit cool in the afternoon. That would make them go into the summer and sometimes through the summer. I know some people that have had the same plant for 2 or 3 years, and it just, keeps coming back because it's in the perfect spot.
Okay, I have a sort of a technical question more for me. I cannot seem to get it through my head. Many articles keep on saying potting soil. To me, that's the kiss of death because it tells me nothing. I mean, I'm used to listening to you guys talk about rose soil and mixed sand depending on what you're doing or compost, et cetera, et cetera. What can I do to not overreact every time I hear that potting soil? Because I feel like you're telling me nothing. You're giving me a death certificate for my plant.
Yeah, using a good potting soil is key. Basic potting soil, the cheap stuff, is not the best thing for your plants. But if you buy a quality potting soil, it's going to have all those things that we talk about mixed into it already.
Okay, so give me some brand names for good potting soil, please.
A lot of the Fox Farms potting soils are good, like the Ocean Forest. Even the Landscaper's Pride, Gardener's Magic, that's a good middle-of-the-road potting soil. I take that home a lot.
Okay.
Both of those are really good.
Okay, and the other question, which I just discovered I had while I was listening, I'm real excited to hear about your dewberries. And someone, I don't remember whether it was Annie or you, mentioned putting them on a trellis. And I'm thinking, is that for most of the berries, or is it just for dewberry, or in general?
Blackberries, dewberries, raspberries, they can grow on a trellis, or you can, make them grow on a trellis. I personally have my blackberries along a fence, and they kind of, make a sprawling bush, and we'll lean up against the fence, just something to support them. They don't necessarily have to go on a trellis, but they would do better if they have something to support them.
And I will say this about that is that, Joey can have a little bit more of a relaxed approach because his are thornless.
Yes, and I so was very interested
if they're
in
thorned,
that part.
They're thorned, it's really nice to get them two-dimensional. On a trellis, because just dealing with a lot less thorns. So the thornless ones, you can let them do their bird's nest thing. they look prettier when they're a little more splayed out. And it sounds like, Joey, you're splaying them out still, but that is it's really for the thorned ones.
Okay. And the tag on to that, did you say pre-PRE mark Freedom when you named it?
Primark. Primark Freedom.
Mark.
Yeah, there's
Prime
right.
Arc, like Arkansas.
Gotcha. Well, I am so excited to listen. So how long will you be on the show today, Danny, so I make sure that I'm sitting here with my pen?
We
hour or an
Joey
hour?
Joey and I will both be here live via radio until 9 a.m.
Good enough. Well,
and that's when Tom Tynan and Home Show Radio starts.
Oh, no, I listen to Tom also. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate everything.
Thank you.
Here.
You bet. Yeah, there are challenges growing berries. It's not like super, super easy. But yeah, if you're doing the thorned blackberries, you know, you got to protect yourself.
Yes, you do.
281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are dishing out a bunch of just kind of all over the place questions. We got this bug volcano from Matt, who usually asks tomato questions. So, but you know, John Ferguson did text in to me that it was the that's probably subterranean termites coming up, and they shoot out like that. So small little white bugs that shoot out. So kind of scary. I don't know what they eat. Maybe we'll get some more insight. But John, dishing out good information again. Who knew? Anyway, got weeds, got super bells. So one kind of cool thing is that we can provide solutions and suggestions for all of those things just by recommending Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Literally, they have so many effective solutions all across the board for so many needs. They, you know, like caterpillars right now. People are seeing a lot of fall tent caterpillars up in their oak trees. You know, we're seeing things like sod webworm, army worms are coming around. And man, that's where BT comes in. You know, you don't want to spray your host plants, but you do want to spray your tomatoes. A great thing to do starting around now, it's army caterpillar season, is to just preemptively foliar spray your tomatoes with Monterey BT and molasses. So it will keep your caterpillars off of it, and army worms won't destroy your crops. They're the ones that make the little holes in the tomatoes and drop them on the ground, and you get mad. And it won't harm the bees, can't harm the earthworms, and not going to hurt any beneficial insects that are going to be part of that stuff. Another cool thing that I just love, and I think we need to just consider more often, is the Monterey Complete Disease Control. This is a drench for your plants. You pre-treat it. You can do an active treatment. It protects roots from soil diseases. So it's another bacterial-based solution. So they are finding innovative ways to use nature and kind of join our projects, our success, by have natural cure. So you foliar spray with the Monterey Complete Disease Control and powdery mildew, leaf spot, rust, fire blight, a bunch of these fungal diseases just disappear. So it's awesome. It also increases the health of the plant. So that's a huge boon. So Monterey BT right now on your tomatoes. Don't wait. Get it on there to protect them from those tropical army worms. So Joey, you got a favorite Monterey product that you like?
BT is a popular one for sure. Also, the Monterey once a year, for big trees that you've got an insect problem with. That's a product that you mix with a bucket of water and water the tree with it, and it draws it up through the roots, so you don't have to, you know, have a sprayer that reaches up 30 feet.
Wow, that sounds like really great for mulberry or pecans.
Yep,
something pecans, like that.
That's a popular one for pecans.
Because, man, those bagworms up there, people really stress out about those.
Oh, yeah. They'll be right around the corner, I would assume.
Well, that's a cool product. That's one I hadn't heard of. They have so many great solutions. I mean, they have this thing called fish and poop that's such a great fertilizer. It's bird guano and fish emulsion. It's so great. It's like so much nutrition all packed into one. They have a thing that's a honeybee attractant. Anyway, get some BT, get some of that complete disease control. Protect your plants by using nature's tools. So Monterey Lawn and Garden Products, all the garden pros have them. If you want to see their full line of solutions, go to their website, MontereyLawnGarden.com. I do just want to say, as a public service announcement, the fall tent caterpillars, they're little, they're kind of a medium gray, they got some blue stripes down the side. You know, they're going to eat some of your leaves on your oaks, but they're going to provide a ton of food for birds. So that's a lot of these caterpillars, if they're not damaging a plant that's really going to cause severe damage, like, you know, the tropical armyworm on your tomatoes, they damage the actual tomatoes. So I get it. But, like, those fall tent caterpillars, they're just kind of up there. All their little, like, castings is like really good fertilizer. So it's like turning these leaves into fertilizer like right then. So anyway, I'm just saying maybe don't overreact to the fall tent caterpillar.
That is a very good point. I didn't think about the bird part of it. But yeah, it will attract a lot of birds. So, you know, if they're not messing up anything, like you said, not a terrible thing. You know, they're not going to devastate, you know, most things to where it kills them. They do make a mess sometimes, though.
They do. But if you get the blower out there every once in a while, if you don't have one of the battery pack blowers from Still, you should get one. Go to Southwest Fertilizer and get one today. Anyway, 281-496-5711. We are answering gardening questions. We're going to go right to Jim. Jim, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Morning, gents.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
Hey, got a question. Could you recommend a muscadine grape variety for southeast Houston? I'll put it that way. I live in Pasadena.
Gotcha. So Champanelle is a popular one. Black Spanish is also a popular one for around here.
Uh-huh.
Those would be two good ones that are, you know, fairly heat and humidity resistant.
Yeah, I know that up in East Texas, when I was a child, they just grew everywhere, it seemed like. And I think they probably like that acid soil up there in the up in East Texas. But would you recommend that black? What was that black one you were talking about? Black what?
Black Spanish.
Black Spanish. Okay.
Yep.
That's full sun, I assume, right?
Yeah, they need at least 6 hours of sun, but all day sun is good. You know, in the heat of the summer, if it's in all day sun, they'll probably get a little bit tattered around the edges of the leaves. But, you know, being outside 24 hours a day in the heat, that'll do it to about anything.
I know it. And they need to be trellised, right?
Yes, sir. They'll need a trellis or a fence or something like that to grow on.
I got you. Okay. Well, I think that's all I had. I sure appreciate it. I would think that most of the Home Show Garden Pro people would have those varieties, right?
Yeah, depending on what's available from the growers. Like I said earlier, you know, demand of plants has been at an all-time high this year. So a lot of the growers are, you know, out of some things for the time being, but we'll get them back in stock just as soon as we can if we don't have them now.
And I would just call ahead anywhere you're going. Just call ahead.
Yeah, I've already checked with Southwest Fertilizer and everything. I want to get over there and get some garden tools. But
nice.
but I didn't check with that. But I think I will before I head out over there.
Well, okay, they won't have the grapes, but they'll have the best tool selection in town. But you'll be really close to over there to the Enchanted groups, if you're, especially Enchanted Forest or Southwest Fertilizer, really close, you know, 15 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay, I'll check with them, and until then, I'll text you or talk to you next time, I think.
You bet. Thanks, Jim. Great question there. You know, it's funny because we had muscadine grapes in our berries portion of the show. Muscadine grapes, you know, they're very underrated as a table grape. Just like eating them. Because they're so sweet.
Yeah, that they are. You know, grapes are just not as commonly grown as they should be around here.
Yeah, and especially these muscadine. They can handle a lot of diseases we've got, the fungal problems we've got, and they grow so fast. So very satisfying. Very, very satisfying. 281-496-5711. We get a chance to talk with Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek, here for a segment. So that's always fun. And then after that, we'll answer Susie's question. So Susie, just hold on through. It won't be too long. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. 281-496-5711. We are talking with the Yard Geek, with Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. How's everything going, Bob?
Hello, Danny. It's going well. Can't complain.
A lot of lawn thoughts today, and we got a new one here from Rob.
Good. So,
Rob lets us know that he has a new home in Cyprus, and it has a bare yard. And if you, Bob, were starting new, would you choose Zoysia, St. Augustine, or Bermuda grass for the new yard?
Congratulations on the new home, Rob. And, yeah, St. Augustine, obviously, I think 90% of the homes in the Houston area have St. Augustine. That's probably the most common that we have, which it's easy to grow. That's what we usually have up here. Now, Bermuda is a very good grass to grow. You can grow that from, of all things, seed, which is kind of a plus. If you have a weak spot in the lawn, we can always oversee it with Bermuda seed and get it coming up. Zoysia is a interesting grass. It, in my opinion, takes a little bit of maintenance. But let's be clear on all of this. Hopefully, before you lay that sod down, you do a little bit of soil work. Make sure that soil has lots of compost blended in to the existing soil. The soil that's probably underneath it all is probably not the greatest, so we can improve that by compost. Before I lay sod down or anything else, I like to put a light layer of like Microlife 624 down and then put that grass right on top of it, keep it well watered in the beginning, and go with it. So but the answer is your question, Rob. If it was me, it would probably be St. Augustine because that's what I've been growing all my life, and that's what I've been – I'm pretty good at it. And but once again, any of these, if you follow a good fertilizer schedule, keep it watered, keep it mowed, you will have success. And I think make sure that soil is right. And, no, I have no issues with either of these three.
For the record, I love that thing you said about Bermuda, being able to do a little bit of seed here and there. You get a patch, some seed, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, and of course, we've tried to develop St. Augustine seed, and we've in Zoysia seed. There actually is Zoysia seed, but it just doesn't. It just takes a long time to germinate, where that's why we put the sod down. So it's hit or miss. All grasses are green, and that's what we want. And everybody wants a pretty lawn. So good luck to you, and especially in your new home. Folks, if you have any other question you'd like to ask me, the Yard Geek, I'd be happy to answer. You can bring your question to the store here at Southwest Fertilizer. I got several Yard Geeks on staff. Or if you like, just like Rob did, send your question and picture, if you have one, to me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.